Welcome to the Maker File. I'm Dale Doherty. I recently visited the homeland of Nikola Tesla in Zagreb, Croatia, a country that is still trying to find its identity after emerging from communism and a civil war in the 1990s. A small internet cafe called Mama, which is down a back alley next to a man who repairs automobile tires, served as one of the venues for the Device Art Festival, which took place in September in Zagreb. The organizer of Mama is Nenad Romić, known mostly by his alias, Marcel Mars. In this Maker File, Marcel talks about what it means to be a geek in Croatia and how he's trying to build a local community around free and open source software, music, and art. To him, geek is a label that might serve to bring this community together because it's free of the political or religious associations which were behind the recent war.
You're pretty excited about what's happening in Zagreb, aren't you?
Yeah. Last couple of years, it's very, very exciting in Zagreb. A lot of different groups, organizations gather together, and we are trying to fight for some good things, like to fight for more space, against the privatization and commercialization of the public places. We are a country in transition, so there are many things in transition. Everything is very dynamic, so we just realize that we have a good opportunity to push for some things, and we already did some good things, and we can see that maybe or probably or we would like to see that some positive change would happen, and that's what I'm excited about. But at the same time, if you would ask me, is Croatian society great? I wouldn't say that. I mean, that there are so many things which should be better.
Get into this. What's your background?
I studied psychology, and I played some funky music, and at some point.
But you're a Serb, right?
Yeah, you mean as a Serbian in Croatia?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean that for me and for my family and for people around me, that was not really the big issue in 70s, 80s, because if people knew that you are Serbian or any minority, then people who would care too much, then they would just go far away from you. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I didn't have any problems. But then at some point, the war happened, and most of the people went in some kind of mad, you know, complicated, stupid thing. So I don't know, my father lost his job because he was Serbian. So it was not really easy time to be Serbian in that sense. But at the same time, I'm happy and I'm lucky that my friends were always very good, and probably also because we exchanged those information much before the war happened. So we didn't need really to go through that in a way that, oh, you're Serbian, what I will do now? Because they went through that even before, and that was the issue also before, but not that hard as in the war. And I was lucky that I started to study psychology, so I was not invited to the war, because if you were a student, you didn't need to go to the war. Played some music and tried to, at the same time, you know, at the same time to have some kind of life which is not that much affected by war and by bad things. At some point, I just thought that I should go with PCs, because my Atari, who had the MIDI input, is not enough. And I started to work in at that time the place which had internet and the video game for people. So then we together just started the idea of Cybercafe. At that time in 1996, people didn't really know what Cybercafe would mean or something like that. So I was part of that, and I forgot for many years that I'm really interested in making music, especially making software for that. And during the time, I'm now on Linux and using IPython and Ion Window Manager, and trying to make my own command line MIDI sequencer after 10 years. And yeah, that's what makes.
So music's your real connection to computers.
Yeah, that was kind of my main motivation to get with the computers. But then when I realized what web design is and how you can make HTML pages, and when I just realized the internet as a communication media, then many things which I was interested just as a student of psychology, that just exploded in front of me, and I forgot for music at that point, and I started to do multimedia production like Flash. I was quite active in Flash community till, I know, from 1997 till 2000, but then just realized that I would rather go with the free software than anything proprietary, and then I just I went out of the proprietary platform. I started with Linux, and then I realized how better platform is to deeply explore how things work. And these days, I'm really happy because of that, because I know how computer or how operating system work, and mainly because I started to use Linux. That was kind of five years of work, but yeah.
So tell me, how could you know, we talk about free software and come from that, but that's sort of the geek side. What's the maker scene like here? Does the group of people that hang out at Mama, are they making things?
Not that much, really. We are much more focused on software, and there is one guy, Lesh. He did quite a lot of robots, and he was involved in that community which do robot wars.
Right.
Yeah, and we could say it's quite popular. Yeah. It's not our community, but in Zagreb you could find another communities which deals with that, with robotics, and we had in socialism we had quite a well developed network of state projects, which was called People's Technics or something like that. So a lot of people, a lot of geeks actually grow up in these centers, because you had almost in every part of town, you had one People's Technics. That's where I was programming on the computer Eagle, which was Croatian computer, and it had better basic than Spectrum or Commodore at that time. So there is some kind of tradition in that. So you could find radio amateurs are not that strong, but wireless communities in Zagreb are quite strong. There are a lot of networks that are trying to. Right. Yeah.
So, but this week you've been working with the container folks around this device art exhibition, and clearly these art exhibits are make-like in terms of combining electronics and some kinds of functions. And you know, you have people that obviously are doing welding, a lot of people getting electricity from fruit, of all places. What do you think of the device art exhibition?
I really like it. That just puts together two of my big interests as the contemporary art and technology. So in that sense, I enjoy this exhibition, and I like to work together with Container. They're much more focused on that art side, and I'm more focused on the technology side. But you know, being together, they like to ask me how things work, and then I like to ask them, you know, what is this in context of art? So it's, it makes sense.
Well, keep working with them. We like to get more geeks into art and more art into geeks.
Yeah, that's very exciting. It's very exciting whenever we can cross the border of, you know, any kind of border. And in this way, we are kind of crossing the border in between different communities.
Thank you for listening to The Maker File. If you enjoyed this program, please let me know. I'm Dale at O'Reilly.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y.